To live just to live does not make sense. And to live so others feel happy with what I do is foolishness. It makes even less sense. There is more to life than thinking about footwear, than thinking about clothing, or about what we are going to eat, or about what we can achieve. God designed life so that we could live it abundantly. This means growth in all things. But we will never be able to have a secure growth and remain in what we achieve if we do not have a good foundation. I want to ask you today, what holds your life together? What gives meaning to what you do daily? If you mention to me that it is your children, I want to ask you, and when your children leave and you end up alone, then everything that you built will crumble, isn't it? If your foundation was built on people, the day people fail you, what will happen to you? Now, if you say that your foundation is under everything that you have built, in your career, at the university, in your business, do you know that money is here today, but not tomorrow? And that life can change in the blink of an eye when this happens, if you had a lot today and tomorrow you end up with nothing, then what will become of you? Sadly, some based their life on what happens every day, on relationships, on the family. Others cling to things, thinking that they will always have them. There are people who live their life thinking that life is never going to change, for better or for worse. But God's word is clear when He teaches us that everything has its own time. And by expressing this word of God, this advice about everything having its own time, He's giving us foresight that many things can happen to us. Just as we cry, perhaps tomorrow we will smile. Or just as we smile, at a certain moment we will cry. So we have to take advantage of every moment, each opportunity, each season that life presents to us, and have the wisdom to confront it. But if we do not have a good foundation, what most likely happen is that we will confront it in a foolish manner, just like Jesus once said in one of His teachings. He compares foolish people who lack understanding and wisdom with a man who decides to build his house or palace on an unstable foundation, on the sand. I want to ask you if you really have built your house on a rock, who is Christ. Or did you build it on the sand, thinking that you were building on firm foundation, and it really was not? Why do you do things? What is your purpose? Years are passing you by, and you still have not come to God's purpose, because all the time you have been doing what other people tell you to do. All the time you have been living to demonstrate to others that you are capable. All the time you have been doing things with the objective of having others know what you have done. But at the end, you go to your room and you are not happy, because you are this and you are that, but at the end, you are not who God has determined you to be. This reminds me about a story that depicts something that perhaps happens to us often. I am going to tell you the story. Perhaps you will smile, but you will notice it depicts something that we live daily. One day, there was a man with his son. They had their little donkey with them, and they had to go in a long journey, passing several villages to arrive at their destination. When they leave home, they are both walking, pulling the little donkey by the halter to start their journey. Those who were around them began telling them, "Listen, you two, why are you walking while you have a little donkey? You are working double. It is better if you rest, or if one of you gets on the donkey and the other one walks." They listened, and the son got on the donkey while the father was pulling them. They walked like that for a while. When they arrived at a certain village, people began to stare and criticize the son. They say to him, "Good heavens, look at this young man. He should be the one walking, and have mercy on his father, and mount his father on the donkey instead of being on the donkey himself." So they listened to the people from this village, and the young man dismounted from the donkey and mounted his father on it. For a while, they were in peace. But when they arrived at another place, the people there began criticizing the man, telling him, "Gee whiz, that donkey can carry two people. And look at him, so cool on the donkey while his son is walking. What kind of a father is he, not having consideration for his son?" So when they heard this comment, the father asked his son to move backward, and he mounted in the front, so both were on the donkey. They traveled for some time, and when they passed by the next village, people began to say, "Poor animal, who knows from where they bring him, carrying them both, without giving him time to rest." Anyway, they got tired of hearing people's complaints and made the decision to carry the donkey. Perhaps this story made you smile, but if you become aware, sometimes we get into debt for what? Why do we get into debt? To acquire money that we do not need, to buy things that we do not need with the purpose of pleasing those who we do not know. Living of appearances is foolishness. We spend our life wasting our time either trying to please people or not, while the one who we really should please is God. But we reject him. We take him out of our life equation, and we allow our desires to rule us. Hence, I want to ask you through this audio, what do you live for? Who do you want to please? Remember that you will lay your foundation on whoever or whatever you choose to please. A house sustains itself on a foundation. In other words, everything should be built based on a good foundation. What are you building your life on? Who are you trying to please? Why did you study what you studied? What do you do? When are you going to be responsible enough to take a break in your life and become responsible for the decisions that you make? Because, among other things, you will be unfortunate if you expect too much from people. Expecting too much from people, or expecting something from someone, will make you unhappy and frustrated. Because, perhaps, they will often come to you, but they will often not come to you to give you a pat in the back and tell you how well you did. Perhaps you expect too much from people, and up to this day, you have not been able to enjoy life because when you try to do what is good, when you try to excel, you do it so others can notice you. And if no one notices you, you throw in the towel and refuse to keep going. This is the worst thing we can do. If you are going to live your life, you have to please God first. Let God be your foundation. Some will agree with you and some will not. But what matters is what God decides to do in your life, because this is what will give you a life in abundance. This is what will sustain you. This is what will maintain you. When you do something, do it for God. When you go to work, seek to help God and not your bosses. Seek to please God instead of your family. Because at a certain moment, when you have a flaw, they will all attack you. But God is always faithful. He always forgives, restores, raises up, and strengthens. You will live a life full of bitterness if you expect too much from people. It is important that you begin to look on what and on who are you building your life. Why do you do things? It is important that you begin to look up to heaven and make God first thing in your life. Evaluate if the life you have lived up to now, you can really call it an abundant life. This is why I want to give you this word found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, from the Word of God for Everybody, which is one of the Bible versions in Spanish called the PDT version. Here, the Apostle Paul gives advice to a young pastor named Timothy. I like this advice. He says to him from verse 12 on, "Look, Timothy, maintaining your faith is like a competition. Do everything you can to win the race and obtain eternal life. God called you to obtain this kind of life when you declared the great truth of your faith in front of a lot of people. I order you in front of God, who gives life to everything, and in front of Jesus Christ, who declared this same truth when he gave testimony in front of Pontius Pilate, to do everything exactly as it was asked of you, and in a way that no one can criticize it. Continue like this until our Lord Jesus returns, until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. At the right time, God will bring him back." Take a look at this advice that Paul is giving to Timothy. Following, he says to him, "God is the only one who does not die. He lives in a light so bright that no one can go near him. No one has seen God. No one can see him. Let the honor and the power be his for all eternity. Order those who become rich with the things of the world not to fill up with pride. Tell them to put their hope in God, not in money, because money does not provide a guarantee. On the other hand, God gives everything to us in abundance to enjoy it. Tell them to do what is right, to become rich in good deeds, to give cheerfully, to be willing to share. Verse 19 says, if they act in this manner, look what it says, if they listen to this good advice, if they make God the first thing in their lives, the priority in their lives, they will accumulate a treasure in heaven, which will be a firm base. Take a look at the word he uses. Which will be a firm base for the future. Then they will be able to live the real life. Which is your firm base? Are you going to continue living, trying to please others, or are you going to take a break in your life and make God the foundation of your life? Father, I thank you for your word. They are simple words, but they give us a great teaching, Lord, in our days because we live in difficult times, Lord. More and more the world becomes corrupted. More and more science increases and the love of many becomes small. More and more insensitivity grows, Lord, and more appearance and pride try to rule. Therefore, today, we ask you to be you who rules our heart. And I pray for each person who is receiving this word so they can understand, Lord, that apart from you, we can do nothing. And I pray for each person who is receiving this word so they can ponder their ways and realize that there is no better foundation than you, Lord, and that whatever we make our foundation will affect our life. That if we try to please people, people will be our foundation. And when people change, everything will fall apart in our life and we will stop fighting. But if you are our foundation, then our faith will be strengthened. Because you will be the base of our faith, so we will remain and reach the finish line in this race of life ahead of us. Where many will agree with us, others will not. Where many will support us, others will turn their back on us. But you will always remain faithful. And because you are our foundation, we will remain faithful too. Lord, help us today to live for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time with a word for you. He invites you to enter our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals, and subscribe. And to follow him in Instagram under Pastor Elias HC as well. He sends you a hug and blessings.